This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Hi, thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Melanie. How can I assist you?
Hey, Melanie. This is Angela from XPO. I have a tech on the line that called in. They installed an item for a customer, and the customer called him and told him she was in the middle. I think it was doing dishes. I think it's a dishwasher, and she said that it just shut off. And the tech went back out there instead of doing a service call going out tomorrow. He had just left for home, so he went back out there. And he said that the product is defective. And the customer wants them to reinstall the old item. And they need permission to do that to get paid for it because he said it was a reinstall. And they told me to call you about it.
So they're there right now?
Yes, I can let you talk to them. Hold on, let me add them to the line. They can tell you what happened. Give me a minute. Hello? Hello? Yeah, it was.
Yes, ma'am.
I have Melanie on the phone.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for helping out the customer. You're currently in the house right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the house. Yes, ma'am.
And then you're needing a breeze code so you can do the reinstallation?
Yes, ma'am. What happened? Well, I can smell it in here. What's going on is I installed it. The customer called me and told me that something was going on with the cooktop. She was cooking and it stopped working. I came back after they turned the power off, and they turned the power back on. The cooktop came on, but you couldn't control the buttons up on top to where you couldn't turn it off. Now that I'm sitting close to the cooktop, and inside the cooktop.
He went out.
I think we got cut off.
Yeah, he went out.
Okay. Yeah, Tara, you said now that you're up on the cooktop, it's doing what?
It smells like something is burning inside the cooktop, like wires are burning.
Like plastic?
Yes.
Okay. So you were able to disconnect that one?
Yeah, I just disconnected it, yes. He wants to know, can we reinstall the other one? Because this was a return exchange, so it's a new, basically we're reinstalling the new unit. It's just that they, for somehow, they got the two units mixed up and ordered the wrong unit.
Can I get the order number? I haven't even been able to look at that. So let's pull that up first.
Okay.
All right, Edie.
Yeah,
who want to give it to her? I can give it to you. I'm looking at it. It's 655-35462. Because I'm taking notes. Okay.
And then,
it's too many people on this line.
Can someone verify customer's first and last name and then address, please?
It is Rudolph Viola, right? That's the one?
That's it.
8 Lake Heron Court West, Pula, Georgia.
So we were picking up a cooktop and dropping off the new one, and the new one's the one that's defective.
Yes, ma'am.
And you still have the one we picked up and took back?
No, I have it right here. I haven't even had a chance to return it back to the store yet.
Okay, but that's the one that we're going to reinstall, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure, that would work. I'm going to go ahead and notate the account, too, and I'll give you a breeze code. That way you can, the dispatch is going to have it because we have XPO on the line.
Yes, okay. She's on the line. Yes, ma'am.
Let me notate this really fast.
I thought it was the dishwasher, the cooktop.
Okay, I'm going to call the customer. I'm going to put you guys on a quick hold just to confirm, and then I'll come back with the case number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, she's going to call you.
I had bought a mistifier, like, you know, because my baby was having trouble breathing when he was young. And we woke up, that thing had set my carpet on fire off the wire.
Wow.
Yep. I had to step on it. I just thank God I woke up. It was brand new.
Oh, yeah.
First night we used First night we used it, it almost set our trailer on fire.
Crazy.
Those things can, you know, new products like that can be dangerous if not put together right.
Exactly.
Yeah. For something, I can definitely smell something.
Yeah, cooking and burning down a house at the same time. That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was dangerous right there because the probes don't work to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess eventually she said she's trying to call you, so I guess eventually she'll get through.
What's the text name? I got your name.
Tyrone.
Tyrone. All right, thank you. Chick. Tyrone.
I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear no Erykah Badu jokes either.
Better call Tyrone.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! I bet you they kill him with those.
Oh yeah.
Then you in Georgia? Isn't she in Georgia too?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. But I know that's where Outkast is from. She was dating old boy. Or married to him or something. Did you hear that Rush Limbaugh died today?
That's 2021 is starting off real good.
Mm. Yeah, it's getting crazier. We lost a lot of good people last year. But, you know, now they killing other folks now. I ain't gonna say he was a good person, but famous people, they just, oh my God.
Yeah, famous people, yeah.
They said Hank Aaron was okay till he took that vaccine. They said he died a week after taking it. They said wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Wow.
You know, but some people gonna die, no matter what medicine you take. It was a girl online. She had red splotches from her head to her feet. It's just some people gonna be allergic. Some people gonna die. Some people gonna get sick or have crazy side effects. No matter what medicine you take, you're gonna have somebody having a problem with it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no matter. There's medicine people taking now. In a couple of years, you're gonna look at commercials with people trying to sue those companies because there were side effects with those two.
Yep, that's true. Man, I'm watching the commercials and people make fun. Like the comedian did that name like 20 side effects. I'd be like, I'd rather be sick with whatever I had because the side effects are no messed up. Cause kidney problems.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'm taking this for a headache, but now I got kidney problems? Stop.
Right.
Yeah.
I really just had a headache. I turn off the lights and put ice rags on my head. Forget that.
Alrighty, you guys.
I'm sorry, Melanie.
For helping out the customer. No, you guys are fine. I was just on the phone with the customer. But we are all set. I'm going to notate it that we're needing an extra install, and I can give you guys the case number.
Okay. What is it?
Okay.
It is 258-143-132.
Okay. 258-143-132. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for helping out the customer.
Thank you for helping
with
XPO. I'm going to talk back to them. You have a great day, Melanie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I removed her. She's going to put it on the PO, she said, I guess. So we don't need that service call.
You got it. So you gotta. So are you gonna create another work order, or
do y'all still need it? Do y'all still need it?
The service call.
Yes. Do you still need a service call? She's gonna add it to this PO.
Well, yeah, I would say go ahead and put the service call in. That way we can just put everything in the notes.
Okay, all right. Finally, let me save it. It wouldn't let me save it. Okay, I can finish it. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to give him. Don't go anywhere, Tyrone. I can give you the number. Hold on.
Well, I can take the number so we can go ahead and get done.
Okay, yeah, you can do that too. All right, we can do that. All right.
I'm almost done now.
Oh.
I thought he was almost done. I thought that's why he called. All right, so
yeah, I'm almost done now.
272.
He was working while we were on the phone.
Yeah, I don't blame. Yeah, they be working when I be talking to them like that.
Because they don't have time to sit around and wait. That's what we be trying to explain to these people.
Yeah.
When you're in the field, you don't have time for all of that.
All right. It's gonna be dated the 22nd because that's the first available date. But yeah, he can still close it out for the day. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I'll go in and send,
if you can find it, send it to me at eTrack so I can do it right now.
Yeah,
I can do that too. Yeah, I can also send it to next available.
I got it from.
Oh, wow. It says 310 is the next available. Y'all must be busy. It doesn't matter what I put on here, though. He's going to have to close it out. But I set it up for him.
Let me know.
All right, you ready for the number? It's 310, I think. 07-03-FE-75. F as in Frank, E as in elephant. All right, let me pull that up and put a note on it that it was the cook pot. Put the note that I typed in. Y'all need anything else from me today?
That was it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in the XPO. Y'all stay safe. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.